Well, Colin, race two, sort of back to just racing as usual on without all the rain and the wind, but I want to slick tyres again. But a decent second race.
Yeah, fast and frantic as always, Steve. You know, I found it tough out there. If I'm honest, you know, still a P5 is good points, a good finish, all things considered. But we just struggled a bit for pace. You know, it's just been one of those weekends where we haven't quite landed on the sweet spot yet. You know, qualifying was good, but I think, you know, the new tyre, we sort of masked the slight problems we had. So obviously it hasn't been an easy day, particularly race one, but you know, just with the weather, etc. But you know, I'm still finishing you know, as P4, P5, which is good, but we just need to unlock a bit more pace, you know. So we'll get there, you know. It's today is just about opening the account, you know, getting some good scores on the board, and you know, that's what we've done so far.
It seems like everybody's getting used to deploying the new enhanced hybrid as well.
Yeah, it's it definitely you have to think about it, you know, because I had four laps there, and obviously trying to pass the bloke in front, but you're trying to see what the bloke behind is also doing. So it's not easy, because you're almost saving your hybrid for the round the lap to see, can you make a move? And then you got to make a decision, you know, halfway around the lap. I'm either it's on or it's not, you know, and then you save it. So, yeah, it's not easy. You know, it definitely makes a huge chunk of a difference, but and it races you up to the back of the car in front, but you still got to then overtake.
Funny you mention that, because I've just spoken to Dan Camish, who came across to explain the little kiss I think he gave you up at McLean's, and that possibly was down to tyres, difference in tyres and the hybrid.
Yeah, most likely. You know, I'm not sure if Dan was on the hybrid that lap, but I think he probably got to the back of me quicker than he thought he was going to, and that's what the hybrid could do, you know. So it's going to take probably a few races just for us all to adjust to the slightly different closing speeds.
More points in the bag. Well done, Colin.
Thanks.